Jonathan Gubney.
Hi, Jonathan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tina?
I'm doing excellent. It's Friday, so we're almost there, huh?
today's a day like any other day. I work Saturdays and Sundays. I kind of work nonstop.
You know what? I hear that all the time with business owners, and I always say you have to take a little bit of time to enjoy it too, right?
I'm able to take like random times during the week or during the day, or I'll sometimes just like spontaneously get in the car and drive 4 hours for cheese bread or something stupid like that.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
It's the only way that I can, because unfortunately I have clients that are very needy.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool though about the cheese bread. I like that. My daughter, I guess there's a coffee shop out of state called Dutch Bros. We're in Southern California. So she found out there's one that they just built in California, but it's like 45 minutes away. And she always says that, like, I'm going to take a random trip out there and just go drive and get a coffee.
Wait a minute. Now
you have my attention. Hold on a second. Dutch Brothers. I think I went. Okay, so Dutch Brothers, if I'm not mistaken, because I just went on like a crazy 11-day road trip.
Wow.
And it was up, and I think it was up in Wyoming or Idaho?
I think so. They're in Idaho. I know for a fact they're in Washington. So I think they're like in the greater Northwest, so they probably are in Wyoming too, but I'm not familiar. And they just built one in Eastvale, which I guess is in the Riverside area. And she goes to Cal State Fullerton. So she's like, one of these days when I'm at school, I'm just going to take a random trip. And I'm like, 45 minutes for a cup of coffee? Isn't that a little bit extreme, you know?
Not at all.
That's what she says. To her, it's an adventure. She's like, it's fun, you know?
All right, so Dutch Brothers is different than I thought. There's another bakery, and I don't remember the name of the bakery that I saw, but that's interesting about Dutch Brothers. I love stuff like that. Have her check out Schatz Bakery and Bishop, since you guys are in Southern California, because I'm in I'm in West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I see your account. Okay, so Schatz, what is it, S-H-A-T-S?
S-C-H-A-T-Z.
Okay, S-C-H.
Schatz Bakery in Bishop. It's a four-hour ride.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful, and it is the most amazing cheese bread you'll ever have anywhere.
Okay, I'm going to put that down. That might be fun because my husband always likes random road trips, and sometimes just on the weekends he'll be like, do you want to go to Solvang? And I'm like, yeah, but like how many times can we go to Solvang? You know? So it's nice to have another little lead, you know? So I like it.
It's a good easy overnighter if you want, but if you don't mind just driving, it's a good place to go. I'll give you another place to try but you have to go there like after 4:30 and it's a little different. Try Jocko's Steakhouse in Napomo.
Jocko's Steak. Is it J-A-C-K-O-S or is it Q-U like the French?
J-O-C-K-O-S.
Okay. Jocko's. In Nepal. I actually have some relatives that live up in that area, so I'm familiar with Napomo. So I'm going to try that Jocko's Steakhouse. Thank you for the leads.
you're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
So you gave us more than a client lead. You're giving me some food and steakhouse leads, too. I love it.
Oh, you don't know me. You could call me from a random intersection pretty much anywhere in California, and I'll give you, you know, the best right turn only location to go eat or go someplace. Because I'm in the car all the time. I do roast.
That's great. Yeah, so you have all of the little inside spots, huh? That's awesome.
Yes. Hold on one second. I just wanted to finish something I was doing here.
Of course.
Bear with me because I'm talking to multiple people.
Yeah, take your time. I understand.
Oh. So let's talk about local splash so that I don't forget what we're talking about. I didn't expect your call, but I will take it now while I have you.
Yeah,
I'll go
so
back and take care of this other stuff I was doing.
Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate that. I was just replying. You filled out a little inquiry on the site that although you had to cancel your service, that you wanted to maybe refer us to a wellness center that was looking for local exposure. So,
yeah, I definitely already. I just need to get them some pricing, and then I will follow up for them.
Okay.
Probably something that they will do. The focus, I think, is just going to be local exposure because they're not, like if you Google some of the things that they do, they don't even show up on the map that they exist there. And I know that for the kind of services that they offer, like B12 shots and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
the local is probably the most important. Because that's something that people are going to look online. I don't think that they'll do additional SEO and AdWords and that kind of stuff. If they do, we can look at that in the future if you want to provide me pricing. But right now I told them that absolutely they needed to work with you guys on the local listing.
Okay,
perfect. You did a really good job for me. It was just not something that I needed to continue.
Right, yeah. If you're busy like that, sometimes it can actually not help your business but hurt your business. If you're getting client calls from Google and you can't take them, you know, pretty soon that makes you look bad, you know.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I understand. So I'll send you a link with our pricing page. I'll let you know, just as a side note, that I can honor the same pricing that you had. So typically, it sounds like since they're a wellness center and they're not even coming up for the basics in their own area, it sounds like they have a weak internet presence. So they would absolutely need the platinum package that sells on our website for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. But I mm-hmm. saw your account when you worked with us. You were paying $299 monthly for that same platinum package. So
okay.
Let them know that I'll apply that same rate. On a side note, that $299 monthly, it does include $100 worth of Google ads. So if they don't need the Google ads, we can take those off, and that would reduce their subscription to $199 monthly. Okay, so I'll put that in the email just so that you know they have an option. And sometimes people like ads just in the beginning, like the first couple of months, even if they're only looking for local business. And here's
why.
It includes
$100 in ad, the $299 rate?
Yep, the $299 includes $100 worth of the paid ads. And so the reason why some people like to have those just initially is that the ads can get up and running very quickly. We say in as little as 2 weeks, but in reality, we've had them up in 3 or 4 days, you know. So local map optimization takes 30 to 45 days. So sometimes people want the ads on there just for a couple of months just so that they can boost the timeline and get results a lot quicker. And then, you know, if they ever wanted to take them off, then they would go back to that $199 pricing. So that's
okay.
an option. I'm also sending a sample website to you. I don't know if they have a website or not, but if they need one, I might be able to get one included as well at no additional cost. So this is just for, you know, a sample site that we built for a landscaping company. So keep in mind that if they need one, it would be catered to their industry, the wellness and the B12 shots and, you know, what have you, the different type of services that they offer, okay?
So what kind of affiliate commissions are you able to offer on the full rate?
So not sure how to answer that. I would have to get with the director and ask, because typically if you're a client and you refer a new client to us, what we offer you is a free month of service once they've been on board
okay.
with us for 30 days. But I don't know how it would work considering that your account with us is canceled. So I'll find out, and then next time we talk, I'll have a little bit more information on that. I just wanted to get with you and, you know, forward you the pricing information and whatnot so you can, you know, send it over to them. And then
okay.
I'll find out what they can, you know, offer you as far as the referral fee, okay?
Okay. That's good to know, because they, just so you know in advance, they have, I think, 1, 2, 3... They have at least 3 other stores
uh-huh.
that I know of. and they keep talking about marketing people, marketing people, marketing people. Whatever
yes.
marketing people they have are idiots.
I see.
They do nothing. So I just saw them yesterday, because I actually go there myself, but I saw them yesterday and said, let me take care of this for you. I said, I've got somebody that will help you guys. They said, did you even realize that you don't even show up? So if it's something that works here for this mm-hmm. site or location, I would imagine that he'll add the other three locations right away. So if he adds the other three locations, each one would be individually priced, is the way that I would approach it with them. They're not
yes.
all included as a package. And then the way that I might approach it with him initially is I might take advantage and say, he can give me $300 for each one in trade, which is not like apples for apples dollar. But I still am curious about the referral thing, because I'm going to be doing kind of more and more marketing for people. If you look at, if you look up lateralperspectives.com, let me see if it pops up here for you.
Lateralperspectives.com. Let me see.
Yeah, it does pop up.
I did.
I have too many things.
Maybe.
Oh, look up www.lateral, lateral, perspectives, perspectives.com.
I put that in, but I didn't do the www. Maybe that's why, but.
It should come up. It comes up on my Google, but.
Lateralperspectives.com. Let me put it into Google instead of into a search bar. Let's see. Okay, here, I found it now. That's weird. When I put it right into the domain bar, it didn't come up. But now, okay, lateral perspectives, I see it now.
So that's basically me.
Clear.
That's
oh,
basically
that's you.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I am a man of many, many talents and do many, many things. It's not something that I focused on, but it is definitely something that I have a strong interest in. Landscaping is something I've done for 40 years, which is what you guys worked on. I kind
yeah.
of left the industry for 10 years and went back in the industry. But I also have, I just launched two volcano websites. I just launched LaPalmaVolcano.com and IndonesiaVolcanoes.com. I'm reworking on right now another one, a company that and a product that I invented called Fence Fabric, something that I invented about 12 years ago and then was knocked
wow.
off.
Wow, you're
a
jack of many trades. That's awesome.
I have over 620 URLs right now. So,
that's
yeah,
so cool.
Kind of,
I love it.
Kind of a little crazy, but you know, I kind of do these things and then just kind of wait to get back to them. Where did you go?
Yeah.
I saw your email, but.
Yeah, I put in the options for you with the $299 monthly and the $199.
Where did you just send that to me?
Where did I send it?
Yeah, what email did you send it to?
I
just saw it come through and now I can't see what email.
JonathanCompanyAsst@gmail.com.
Okay, that's why I didn't see it. Change that to Jonathan@lateralperspectives.
Okay, that way everything's streamlined. Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah,
you want me to
wait
resend
a minute,
it?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this easy. Please hold.
Sure.
I'm just responding from Jonathan@lateralperspectives. I also have too many emails. Way too many emails. But I'm reinventing myself and we're working on some other things. So there might be some other projects coming from me. I appreciate
okay.
you guys. I appreciate you guys honoring that price.
Yes, of course.
One other thing, although it's not launched yet and it absolutely will really, could really potentially play a really good role in, what you guys do. We're launching a, this next year, a website called The Streets of Beverly Hills. And
okay.
it is basically an online news magazine that's everything about Beverly Hills. It's got about 6 to 9 basic categories, but each category
okay.
is very targeted. Food, wellness, travel. So it really is kind of going to grow into a lead generation site for potential marketing business for a partner that I have and mm-hmm. marketing work that they will do. But I would love to be able to refer them, you know, either we would pay you and you would do the work. I don't know how that will work out in the future, or referrals.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out. But that, you know, 3 to 6 months down the line, that's basically my goal for that is I'm trying to do more passive income things on my side. But then on the business side, I fell back into the landscaping, which I didn't want to do because I did it for so long. But then I got completely swamped. Now kind of I'm dabbling a little bit back in the passive income and then some of this kind of, like, for example, I really should have promoted and used your service for Lateral Perspectives and listed it under businesses for sale or business consultant or whatever. And that might happen here in the near future. So not only might it be some business for me, but definitely business from others, because you guys did a great job. I mean, I hired you within 2-3 months, you guys have me listed on the map. So I'm a believer.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, that's usually how people, you know, really see the results, and then they're like, okay, well, we like this company, you know, and then they start referring. So I sent you, I think, a good starting point, you know, just some information about our pricing and a sample site and what have you. And then I'll get with the director and find out, you know, like you said, any referral fee and, you know, helping you with your other entities that will be up and coming in the future. But I'll let them know that, you know, assuming that this wellness center signs up, that probably they would shortly after sign up for, you know, all 3 locations. Or is it 4 total? It's the initial 1 plus 3 more?
Yes, it would be 4 locations.
Yes. 4 locations. Okay. So I'll let them know.
And I'll explain to them basically that the 4 locations that they have, that they're going to have 4 separate locations. I mean, what's going to happen is I'm going to be kind of guiding it for them. I basically said, well, let me take care of your marketing for you because you're not doing a good job right now.
Right. That's true. Okay. So I have a good, not to use the pun, looking at your site, but I have a good vision
exactly.
for what you want to achieve. So I will get with them and then I'll get back to you. And my direct line is at the bottom of that email. I'm Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you have any further questions, you can call me as well. Okay.
Perfect. We can talk road trips and food and business. I'll give you where are you guys located?
We're in Fountain Valley, which is right next to Huntington Beach.
So super good. Have you been to Rogers Garden?
Yeah, you know what? My son worked there for, I think, 2 Christmas seasons doing valet parking. And it was such a cool little gig for him, you know, to you know, he's only, you know, a young kid, but he got to drive all those fancy cars and he loved it.
Great fun place to go. I'm gonna give you another one, food related. Since you guys are right there. I drive down there all the time.
From Rogers Gardens, because being that he was valet, he would run and get the cars for the staff, too, when they left. So the cooks loved it. They'd always make him a bunch of food to take home. And
oh, the restaurant is the best. It's the best.
Yeah, it is the best. It's all farm fresh and all that. That's what makes you can taste the difference.
Hold on 1 second. I'm looking for another one here for you. Why is it not working? Okay, there's another one called on Balboa Island.
Uh-huh.
Called Blue Chair Bakery.
Oh.
For pecan rolls. Oh my God.
I've never heard of it. And then I go to Balboa Island all the time. Okay, this
girl,
is a good
girl,
lead.
I'm telling you, if you sign up, you would know. I'm telling you. Blue Chair Bakery, they're the nicest girls in there typically. They're known for their pecan and cinnamon rolls, but they have a cinnamon streusel muffin sometimes. They're not always open, so just be prepared. But it's a tiny little hole in the wall. Tiny little hole in the wall. And the bakery across the street is pretty good, but it's really expensive. But this place is really good. If you do the Rogers Garden thing.
Yeah, I'm going to try Both of them. I'm going to go because you reminded me that Rogers Gardens, they set up very pretty at Christmas time. They have the little, all the trees and the lights and the ornaments. And it's always like a little.
Don't go there after 9:30 or 10 o'clock. It's a disaster.
Oh, how come?
Be there at 9 o'clock. It's too crowded.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Way too crowded.
That's funny.
Anywho, okay, I bugged you enough. Thank you for following up so fast.
All right, no problem, and I'll be talking to you soon, Jonathan. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.